Ray! Just look at me, please! This is a hospital.
Did I make it up?
This is a hospital.
You're not teaching today?
Afternoon.
What's this?
It's genius.
You have Chaplin on film?
My great-granddad was an accountant at one of the first movie studios.
He lived in California?
No, Chicago. Yesterday, studios closed, 1920. Back then, four or five movies made in the U.S. were made in Chicago. They closed down, they let my grandpa take a couple extra prints home.
They let him?
Well, that's a family story. We're sticking to it. Guy's a genius.
How come you haven't brought these in before?
Showing it to my cadets today. I try to leave them with some kind of strategy for dealing with the stress the job brings.
Like comedy.
Greatest gift my granddad ever left me.
What's going on in here?
Oh, Mr. Chaplin, the funny guy. You know, if what I hear is true about that man... That right there was the original plan.
Okay, but guys, seriously. What's up with the rickety projector? They don't have this on DVD?
Hey, some people like things run through a projector.
I think I'm gonna let you two old-timers do your thing. I'm out.
I got a couple little tramp rails if you have time.
I got a few minutes.
That's amazing.
Agent Jerome?
It's open.
Detective McGee, Kansas City PD. I called last week about some missing people in downtown Kansas City.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, didn't I ask you to send me your files first?
Yeah, about that. I don't have any files. No one's actually been reported missing yet. It's more like a theory.
Theory?
Yeah, actually the most relevant ones. I have, 40 more of them. I catalog everybody I come in contact with on the street. Names, descriptions, what they're wearing, identifying marks. Anyways, my department assigned me to keep an eye on downtown. Skid Row, dopers, hooker stroll, whatnot. Typical stuff. And everything was going good until I started noticing there were less and less every week.
Of
them. Less vagrants, less prostitutes, less junkies strung out on the corners.
Well, sounds to me like you're doing a good job.
Yeah, that's what my bosses think. I actually got an award last week from the mayor's office.
Oh. So?
So I'm not doing it. Crime went down because the people committing the crimes have disappeared. And then, over the last several weeks, people seem to be disappearing at a couple a day.
Isn't that the nature of these particular groups, is that they're transient?
No, not this many this fast. I'm telling you, I can talk to somebody at lunch, and by dinner time, they're wiped off the face of the earth.
Okay, how many is it?
63
people?
At least 63. 63 people that I regularly used to see are just not there anymore. And then last week, I got this in the mail at the station house.
There are two types of people in the world, those who do the work and those who take the credit. You should be ashamed.
Somebody else knows that I'm getting praised for something that I did not do.
63 people. You're sure about this?
Something is happening out there, Agent Giroux. Something bad.
You aren't sure whether anyone is in fact missing?
No, I am sure. I just can't seem to convince anyone else of it.
But no official investigation?
No.
63 people can't be coincidence, right?
Reed, any stats on the percentages of, Well, I don't really know how to phrase the question.
Homeless who go missing? The very nature of homelessness suggests a lifestyle of fluidity, yet honestly, they're not as transient as you would think. They generally stay in small, well-defined areas based on familiarity and what services are nearby.
So you're saying they don't just disappear?
Not normally, but I mean, that doesn't preclude the possibility.
Names, addresses, descriptions. Do you have any information that might help us find them again?
I didn't have a need for it at the time.
Garcia, do you have enough here to see if they've been reported missing by someone? I don't know.
I ran them all through our computers and came up blank.
None of them turned up deceased? Check the morgues and the hospitals?
I have checked everywhere, sir.
Simply being gone isn't a federal issue.
We're going to need an official invitation into your jurisdiction.
An official?
Police chief of detectives, it has to come down through the chain of command. We have no authority to look into this.
I don't know that I can do that.
Unless we're officially asked, we can't help you.
Jurisdictional issues aren't open for debate. Sorry, it's out of our hands.
Hutch, there could be 63 victims here.
Well, I suppose you and I could go back with the detective and talk to his commanders and try to impress upon them the serious implications.
Thank you.
If we get an invitation, we could send for the rest of you. I just don't want to give the appearance that we're running over them.
I'll wrap my class up. If anything changes, let me know. Should be available by 4.
JJ, be ready in 30.
Agent, sir? To my book.
If you could leave your notebooks with us, we can unofficially go over them and maybe develop some more information.
How about I show you which people aren't around anymore and you can copy down all the information?
Okay, well, you heard Agent Ochsner. You got 30 minutes to brief us on 63 people.
Okay.
Of all the preposterous assumptions of humanity, nothing exceeds the criticisms made of the habits of the poor by the well-housed, well-warmed, and well-fed. Herman Melville.
Landing in 10 minutes.
What?
We're landing in 10 minutes.
Already?
Fast plane.
Wow.
He's really into those notebooks.
Almost obsessional.
You mean clinically obsessional?
Excessive note-taking could be a form of OCD.
So the only witness we have to any of this might be mentally unstable?
It's possible.
This might be a wild goose chase.
But as someone I greatly respect suggested, 63 people may be in trouble. And I think that that's worth the chase.
That is a lot of people.
Homeless men, homeless women, runaways, prostitutes, and drug users.
Can all of their disappearances be a coincidence?
Yeah, technically, it wouldn't really be a coincidence since a number of these people share high-risk traits, which throws the curve off. You see, the word coincidence implies more...
Hey, kid, we do not need a vocabulary lesson right now.
Right, sorry.
What was it the Yorkshire Ripper said about his victims?
The women I killed were filth. Bastard prostitutes that were littering the streets. I was just cleaning up the place a bit.
He's a house cleaner.
Mission-based killer who believes his murders are helping society.
These guys devolve rapidly until they're just killing machines.
Well, and our hands are tied by jurisdictional concerns?
What are we supposed to do? If we don't follow the city's jurisdiction, no one's ever going to ask us for help. We do it by the book, and we pray. No one else gets hurt in the meantime.
You're kidding me, right? You got nothing I need.
Someone wants company.
What, like a date?
I'm supposed to take you.
In this?
Get in.
Slow down. Private party's gonna cost about $500, baby.
Get in.
Are you alright with that? $500? Cash?
He'll pay. Get in.
Twitchy little thing, aren't you?
No! Use the side door. No one can see you.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, you beautiful thing, you. Talk to me. Tell me you got something I can work with.
Oh, I wish I could, but I've gone through 41 names so far, and none of them reported missing in any database.
Come on, girl, not one.
Oh, they want Interpol on it. Big, fat zero.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably sad, isn't it?
All right, I'll just keep doing your thing, all right? Let me know if you find anything with the rest of the names.
Okay.
Do to yourself, girl. That driver. Oh, what was it he gave me? You took my shoes? What are you, some kind of freak? Look, if this is your idea of a joke, I'm not laughing.
My desk over here.
Is this your commander's office?
Yeah. I'm gonna go talk to him first.
Sure.
This is the neatest detective's desk I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm. You did what? I'll call you back.
Guessing it didn't go too well.
I'm Captain Wright.
Agent Hotchner, this is Agent Giroux. We're with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit.
Listen, guys, I don't know what Detective McGee here told you.
Yes, you do.
I told him that there's a large number of people missing from my area of responsibility.
No, you think there are a large number of people missing. We discussed this last week.
He informed you of this before?
Agents, we have run every one of the names from his notebooks, and we couldn't find a single missing report.
Tell him what the other agent said about homeless people not going missing like this.
That's not exactly what he said.
Listen, guys, I'm really sorry you came all this way, but we don't need any FBI help.
May I have a word with you in your office?
Yeah, sure. Right this way.
You should have told us. He already knew.
Would you have come?
Haven't heard from Hotch or JJ. Garcia went through all the names but couldn't find a single report to hang an investigation on.
We've been compiling preliminary profile thoughts based on the limited victimology that we have.
Profile, we don't even have this case yet.
We just want to be prepared in case we are called in.
We don't have enough other work to do.
Gideon. He's a house cleaner.
With 63 potential victims.
What have you come up with so far?
I can't believe he did this.
Well, Detective McGee is pretty sure that these people are missing, sir.
Now, Detective McGee is...
a little obsessive-compulsive.
Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Doesn't mean he can't be a good cop.
I thought assigning him to keep an eye on Skid Row would be harmless. Well, most of those people only cause trouble for each other.
Is the envelope the letter came in?
Yeah, to dust it for prints, it's clean.
You've only been a cop 4 years and you're already a detective.
Yeah, they promoted me to keep me away from the general public. So I'm babysitting Skid Row.
I'm sorry he got you to travel all the way here.
Sir, we're happy to help with the problem.
What problem?
Sir, 63 people missing from a localized area is unusual.
Are you kidding me? Bums, whores, junkies? Can these people even be missing?
You seem hostile to the idea that these people could be in trouble.
No, what I'm hostile to is a member of my command recruiting the FBI to handle a case that I don't even believe is happening.
You know, the note he received could be an unsub reaching out. It's not uncommon.
Or it could be another cop who's pissed off that McGee got an award.
Sir, this type of unsub is relatively easy to catch. Nobody else has to get hurt.
As far as I know, no one has been hurt.
Sir, I have some experience in this field, and I believe that your problem's only going to get worse.
Oh, thank you. We'll keep an eye on that. You have a safe trip home.
What if they were cheerleaders?
Excuse me?
Or teachers, or mothers. How did you put it? Can bums even be missing? Well, sir, they can. They can be hurt, they can be scared, and they can be killed.
I just really care about these people.
It's my job to care about them.
Most cops would say it's their job to keep them in line.
Yeah, well, my father taught me to be a different kind of cop.
Was he a detective, too?
Yeah, he was a He was killed in the line of duty in 85.
Sorry.
Captain Wright was his partner. It's the only reason the department keeps me on.
I'm sure that's not the only... This postmark.
Excuse me?
Kansas City.
Right.
Missouri. We're in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, well, they're just across the river from one another.
Now what they are is right across the state line. Hodge, it's federal.
What?
If we want this case, it's ours. It's federal. This letter came from across the river, from Kansas City, Missouri.
Interstate communication.
Puts it in federal jurisdiction.
Sir, this is now a federal case. I would like to retain Detective McGee as a consultant.
Oh, well, you're not opening any investigations in my jurisdiction.
I don't want to fight with you. Even though this is a federal case, if we develop any information, I will come to you and your men will make the arrests.
And why would you do that?
Because that's how we operate.
Dr. Reed.
Captain Elwright. If you want to get your squad together, Captain, we can start getting the profile.
Already?
We've been working on it all day.
Oh, have you now?
Just out of an abundance of preparedness, yeah.
Give me a few minutes, guys.
I'm not sure if he's really okay with this, or he's sure we're wrong and wants to see us embarrass ourselves.
I don't have any diseases. I just went to the clinic. I'm clean.
You don't even know the meaning of the word. You've been judged and sentenced to death.
No, please, don't kill me. I have a daughter. I will do anything you want.
I assure you, I'm not without compassion. You're in a center of 130,000 square foot facility. You have to sunrise to find your way out of here. If you don't, your sentence will be carried out. Go.
We're going to provide a psychological profile of the man we're looking for. It contains some unusual, specific personality traits that someone out there is bound to recognize.
Which will make him relatively easy to locate. Long-lasting negative impression he leaves on anyone he might meet.
Oh!
We have a term for the killing behavior this unsub displays. Cleaning house. Fixing what's wrong with the world.
He's deeply rationalized this behavior, and while he certainly knows the killing is wrong, he truly believes that he's doing the world a great service.
Ultimately, this type of unsub becomes a loner. There will not be too many people that can still tolerate him. Now, if he does have a relationship at all, the person will not be his equal. It'll be someone subservient to him.
He'll be fastidious, tending toward obsessive-compulsive disorder, and he'll have an overwhelming sense of indignation toward things that he's judged to be wrong. He wouldn't even consider the reasons why someone might disagree with him.
He sounds like a real jag-off.
Exactly. Class A scumbag.
Detective McGee started noticing the disappearances a year ago. The unsub probably had a stressor at this time. The death of a family member or someone who had some semblance of control over him. Right now, no one has control over him.
It's probable that he isn't currently working. After this many victims and the devolution that it brings, a job just wouldn't leave him time to practice his true calling.
Which is a predator. Killing machine. By now it's become all he thinks about.
I want to ask you a few questions, my man.
About what?
Unfamiliar faces walking around here.
Been there for days. I know what's in the back of your head. You've been there for days. Sister, you've been there, yeah. Been so downstream, so down river to the cause and all the king. You've been there for dead, sister, you better than I, yeah, yeah.
Is there anything I can do for you? Get you to a shelter, maybe?
Have you ever seen one of them shelters? I take my chances in the park. At least I got the birds I can feed there.
Okay, I understand. Be careful, you hear me? This world needs all of its beautiful ladies, and that means you too, Mom.
You're a good guy.
You think?
Yeah. You make the people around you feel good.
Well, he's not Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, again with the Chaplin.
How'd you guys do?
Well, Reed got propositioned by every prostitute we talked to, but we didn't find anybody who thinks they'd seen the unsub.
Same story with us.
We saw Gideon and McGee a block back. They hadn't had any luck either.
It's odd. If the unsub were out here, he'd stand out. You know, people would recognize the description.
So where does that leave us?
Right where I thought we were.
Captain?
You said this guy would definitely be memorable. You adamant.
So if no one out here remembers him, according to you, he doesn't exist.
That's not exactly what we said.
It's what you implied.
What do you think happened to them, Captain?
I told you, I don't think anything happened to them.
Oh, that's right. You think they all got houses and jobs.
Okay, all this means is we have another piece of the puzzle here. Someone got over 60 street smart people out of here and no one noticed.
It's almost like he blended in.
No, it's more than that. It's like he must somehow belong.
Like he's here all the time.
Like social services.
What?
Captain Wright.
Yeah.
Does your social services department patrol around?
Excuse me?
Do they drive around in the middle of the night looking for people to help?
No. They have to be called and then...
Morgan!
Mom, wait a minute! Do not get in that van!
What are you doing? I thought you didn't need any help.
He's gonna drive me to the park.
Hey, how's it going, my man?
I should go.
Just slow down. What's your hurry?
I got a lot of work. I should go.
Sir, do you have a city employee ID?
Look, I really don't have time for this.
Yes, you do. ID, please.
Morgan! Morgan!
Out of the truck!
Out of the truck!
Get up!
Oh! All right, all right! Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me!
Garcia couldn't find much on this guy at all. No employment records, no tax records, no credit cards, no bank accounts. The van is registered to a paper corporation out of the Cayman Islands. Other than having a valid driver's license, Stephen Foster has no paper trail.
My guess is he's devoted his entire life to helping the unsub.
Unsub takes care of everything for him. In return, Stephen provides fresh victims.
So how do you know there's another guy?
Does he look like he could cleanly pull off 63 murders?
So if he's his accomplice, why is he so afraid of the guy?
Steve is the only person in the world truly aware of what the Unsub is capable of.
The only one still alive.
Sadism and torture invariably get worse with every victim.
That's why this was so important. We couldn't take the chance that it wasn't happening.
That's him?
He's not the Unsub.
Well, then who is he?
Well, the relationship the Unsub has left in the world.
His only friend.
Do you want me to publicize the arrest? Put some pressure on the Unsub?
No, he might run.
Okay, so how are we going to find him then?
Steven's going to tell us where he is.
Well, finally, you took your damn time, didn't you? What the hell am I doing here anyways? I didn't do nothing. I mean, what's the charge? Do you even have any? What did I do? Offer to help an old lady get to a park? Is that even illegal? I don't think so. You should be getting some kind of award instead of sitting in here waiting for you to decide to talk to me. I know you're gonna charge me with that wreck, right? Crashing into that car? That was the other cop's fault. The black guy? He jumped into my van. He caused me to... It was his fault. It wasn't me. It was... There were witnesses, you know.
Sit down. I've been standing on the other side of that glass thinking about what to do with you, Stephen. And this morning I decided to save your life. You're going to tell me where my killer is. You're going to give me an address, and you're going to tell me how to get inside without raising an alarm. You're going to draw me a map if I need one. And you're going to do this because he's never been nice to you. He constantly insults you and belittles you. He emasculates you and makes you feel ugly and stupid and worthless. Nothing you ever do is right. Never good enough. You hate him, Stephen. And you're also going to tell me because you know you screwed up last night. He told you that your paramount concern was not to attract the attention of the authorities, and you know the punishment will be severe. Nobody knows better than you what he can do to people. I spent a long time studying monsters like your friend, and I can promise you he's going to do things to you that even you can't imagine.
My family's always worked for his family. It's all I know. His father died last year and left everything to him. All the money, all the... He's the last one. He changed after. He's different. He's meaner. Gonna hurt me so bad.
Lock him up. Not if you tell us how we can put him away.
Holcomb. His name is Charles Holcomb. He owns the old meatpacking plant.
Thank you. that old man was banging. I'm not gonna give you that, you son of a bitch. I'm not gonna beg you for anything.
You did beg for. They all do.
Charles Holcomb!
FBI!
Don't do it!
Let me do my job!
It's okay. It's okay. Hey, look at me.
You're all right. It's over.
Please.
You've got some cuts, but you're going to be okay.
No. I want to see his face.
Morgan.
I want...
There's an ambulance outside.
Can you have someone check on my baby? My mom was babysitting her, and I didn't get home last night.
We'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Nothing is permanent in this wicked world, not even our troubles. Charles Chaplin.